if the tzibur brought a sefer Torah, so min hastam, no matter who donated to it, he can't ask for his money back if it leaves town. But if they made a condition initially that if one leaves, he could get his portion back, then if the price goes up, he can't say, well, my portion now is worth more, I want the higher price. He gets the lower of the two. So if it goes up, he gets the initial price, and it goes down in price, then it gets the lower price. If for whatever reason a shul had to split into two shuls, so they're supposed to split also all the flakodishes if it turns they have. If an individual donated something specific and it's still known that it's his item, then he's entitled to take it with him. But if it's not anywhere, it's not public knowledge anymore who donated it, then he lost his shuls. If Steve had to leave town for whatever reason it was, run away, whatever, and one individual took all the Klei Kodesh with him, when they eventually come back, as long as the majority of the Sibu came back, he has to give them over the Klei Kodesh because it still belongs to them. The person bought a mitzvah for the whole year, in the middle of the year, the king sent them out, so the question is, does he get back the difference of the money? Does he only use it for half a year? So if he knew in advance that there was a reasonable chance that this would happen, he would not get his money back, otherwise the money back. A person who donates something to the shul, and he wants to write his name on it, so he had the right to do so. The Faust and Oisei Mitzvah.